Good morning. Hey, kids. Good morning. Hey, Augie. How are y'all? Good to see you today. I'm going to leave my mask on today, and y'all just stay in your seats, but you guys can answer this question. Have you ever had company coming and you had to clean up the house? The mom says, go clean your room. Company's coming. Or like at our house, I get out the vacuum and clean all the dog hair off the can. You want to move all your toys out of the way and make room for Aunt Tanya or Uncle Charlie or Aunt Jean, whoever your aunt and uncle's names are, or just friends. So does that sound familiar? Kind of make room so they don't have to sit on your crumbs and your snack wrappers and all that. So, yeah, we want to clean up before we have important guests coming. Well, in the Bible, in the book of Luke, we learn about John the Baptist, who baptized people, and he is asking us to clean up our lives and to clean up the lives of the people that he knew back then. And that's what we are trying to do, too. We want to make room for two very, very special guests, Jesus and God's Holy Spirit. And we want to learn from Jesus about God's healing love and forgiveness and mercy. And so that's what we do for us. We can make room in our lives for Jesus. And then we learn to receive God's Holy Spirit. Let's close our eyes and pray. Dear God, thank you for Jesus, who teaches us how to receive your Holy Spirit and share your love, healing, and light with others. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Okay, let's meet at the back of the sanctuary, and we're gonna go to a new room today for Children's Church.